I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we're going to continue our focus on education. We'll talk with legendary educator Marva Collins, and we'll talk with education reporters about how schools are trying to maintain racial diversity despite the legal restrictions on using race in making school assignments. That's a little later. But first, we want to bring you up to date on some international news we've been following in Jamaica and in Iran. In Jamaica, the first female prime minister of Jamaica, Portia Simpson Miller, and her People's National Party appear to have lost the national election by a razor-thin margin. If the recount holds, Jamaica's opposition Labour Party would hold the majority seats in parliament and end the ruling PNP's 18-year reign. With us today is freelance reporter Erica Virtue. She joins us by phone from Kingston. Hi, Erica.
Hi, Michelle. How do you do?
Great. How close was it? And is it unusual to have an election this close?
Right now, as we speak, the numbers are for the opposition party, 32 to 28, and the automatic final count, which takes place after the preliminary count, will complete today. It is still very close, but it is the closest that we have had. And let me tell you something. On Monday night, people were sitting at the edges of their seats. Nobody knew which way it was going to swing.
Now, I'm not clear on where Portia Simpson Miller is on this. She says she's accepting the results, but she's going to challenge the vote in court. So did she concede or not? And is a recount customary when it's close?
Okay, she conceded last night a statement from her office saying that she had conceded that the Labour Party had won, but that the planned challenges, which she signaled on Monday night, that they would still go ahead. So that's on, and there are also some court action involving individuals from the opposition Jamaica Labour Party who are alleged to be United States citizens. Jamaica's constitution allows for dual citizenship, but for individuals who are hoping to represent Jamaicans in the parliament, I think the constitution speaks to them not swearing allegiance to a foreign country.
So there's some question about irregularities.
Not irregularity in terms of electoral regularity, but respect to being properly nominated as individuals to represent Jamaica.
But what's the basis for the challenge of the vote overall? I guess what I'm saying is it when the vote is this close, is there an automatic recount, or does she have some other basis, or does the party have some other basis for calling a recount?
Yes, there is an automatic final count. But there are also other bases. The electoral laws allows for challenges based on voter intimidation, electoral fraud, you know, where somebody may have voted in somebody else's name, the wrong voters list sent to another constituency, as is alleged to have happened in at least one constituency. And the claim is that too many individuals, we don't know which party they would have supported, but too many individuals were denied the right to vote.
Complaints which have become familiar to Americans as the presidential elections have become close here. Now, Jamaica, as we know, has some history of violence attending to elections. And there were some fears about this one, even though the elections were postponed a week by Hurricane Dean. So was there any violence, and how did it compare to past years? Briefly, Erica.
Okay, there was election violence, or there was violence reported in constituencies which were expected to have gone either way. In one instance, gunmen opened fire on a polling station in one of the toughest constituencies, which were being fought by two women. Voting had to be halted for a moment, but my understanding is that the shooting was reprisal for an earlier stabbing incident that had happened. Mm-hmm. And so it is not clear whether it was an attempt at voter intimidation or it was a reprisal action because of the stabbing that had taken place on a criminal matter.
And Erica, we have just 20 seconds left, if that. And I just wanted to ask, if the results hold, Bruce Golding appears to be the new prime minister. At the end of the day, did he win or did Portia Simpson Miller lose the confidence of the people?
I think the GLP won. I think the GLP won, and they won because the People's National Party did not go into the election as a united front.
All right. Well, come back and keep us posted on and when this is finally resolved.
Will do.
Erica Virtue is a freelance reporter. She joined us on the phone from Kingston, Jamaica. Thanks, Erica.
You're welcome.